Welcome back to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. We now take a look at Maryland honeybees. Beekeepers in our state lost an average of 60% of their bee colonies over the past year, according to a survey from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That is one of the highest death rates in the country. Honeybees have been mysteriously dying for years now, and scientists still don't understand exactly what's causing the problem. One of the people trying to understand what's going on is Wayne Asayas, former president of the Maryland State Beekeepers Association and master beekeeper himself. He joins me now by phone to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Nathan.
I understand that you keep about 20 bee colonies at any given time?
Yeah, that's probably my maximum. Right now I have 15.
Is that because you lost five over the last year?
That's right. I lost five over the winter. I lost a few more during the summer, but all in all, my losses are 25-30% this year.
Is that what's normal? It's kind of expected that beekeepers will lose some bees every year, right?
Well, yeah. An acceptable number might be between 15 and maybe up to 20%. But, you know, these losses of 60-61% are just absolutely excessive.
Now, we haven't had honeybee deaths in Maryland that bad for a couple years now, right?
Well, in 2012-13, we lost a whole lot. In fact, it is probably higher than 61% by our own crude estimates. And we don't have good estimates for total losses before that time. For Maryland.
Why not? Was it not something anyone was particularly worried about?
Well, no, a good survey is hard to do. And that's one of the really neat things about the USDA and Bee Informed Partnership survey is that for the first time since 2006, we have fairly good statistics across the country on what the bee losses are.
Now, we're not sure what's causing the losses. It's probably not a single thing, right? There are a bunch of different factors that could be involved here?
Oh, you've got it. There's no absolute smoking gun. We have various pests, nutrition, pesticides, you name it.
Well, let's talk about those factors. Pests. What pests specifically are going after honeybees?
The principal one of concern is a mite, a tick on the honeybee, varroa, which passes various viruses to the colony. That's an invasive species that first showed up in the 1980s, and it's all over the country now, and it's probably the number one bane of beekeeping.
Is there anything that can be done about it?
There are treatments, both chemical and not so harsh chemical, you know, essential oils and that sort of thing, various techniques. Selective breeding works to a little bit, but that's not widely adopted.
And there are pesticide issues as well. I think specifically we've heard studies on a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids that have been shown to cause bee deaths.
Yeah. In fact, most all pesticides or insecticides can cause bee deaths. There's a lot of debate about whether that is the smoking gun causing these. Those pesticides, the systemic pesticides, are potentially a real problem. In Maryland, the use of those is not as high as in other parts of the country. We don't have good numbers on what the sublethal effects are. You know, you can kill a bee outright, or you could affect its memory and its nervous system and cause a poor colony. It's a very difficult situation to try to handle.
Obviously, bees play a key part in our food system, pollinating fruit-bearing trees and vegetables and all sorts of things that we need to eat. Is there going to be any sort of economic impact as a result of this latest die-off here in Maryland?
There may be. I haven't talked to the beekeepers recently on the Eastern Shore, that's where most of our commercial pollination occurs in Maryland. In addition, we have berries and fruit, apple trees, and melons all over the state. For the most part, pollination services by honeybees have been met by in-state supply of bees and colonies.
That's in Maryland, as opposed to in other states where bees are often trucked in to pollinate crops.
That's correct. We've been mostly self-sufficient, with 60% losses. Assuming that most of those are from smaller beekeepers, which is what the survey is showing. I don't expect any big problem. And in addition, except for apples, most of those pollination services are needed later in the summer when some of the colonies have been rebuilt up.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation that one of the things leading to bee deaths could be nutrition, and I understand that some of the commercial crops are very difficult for bees to pollinate?
That's correct. Like colonies typically lose weight when they're used to pollinate cucumbers and pumpkins, for example.
Is there just not enough nutrients in those flowers for those bees?
That's correct. And also they tend to be on very large fields without good bee forage close at hand. You know, it's growing along the hedgerows and that sort of thing.
We've been talking mostly about honeybees, but there are hundreds of other kinds of bees that live in Maryland, aren't there?
I'm glad you brought that up, because our honeybees are managed. I'm personally highly concerned, but I'm not concerned about the honeybee going extinct because of these things. We manage them, and we feed them artificial diets, and we suffer their losses. But the native bees, and there may be 400 or 500 different species in Maryland, are the ones that keep our ecosystems going. Not necessarily the honeybee. Honeybee is essential for food production.
But the ecosystem of Maryland, the natural systems, rely on something that's been here longer, the native bees.
That's right. And
how are they doing?
And nobody is tracking them.
No one's tracking them.
Well, nobody is tracking them well. The USGS, Sam Droege at the Patuxent Research Center, leads a national effort in identifying who's there when, but that program is also just getting going. It's harder to get a handle on their status, because you have to capture them and identify them, and that takes a great deal of expertise.
Just a moment left before we have to wrap this segment. Is there anything that the average population can do to safeguard bees here in Maryland?
Yes, two things. Two things come to mind immediately. One is plant pollinator gardens. We've lost a great deal of bee forage due to development and mowing roadways and planting fence row to fence row. We have fewer hedgerows, for example. That's one thing. That can help. That can help especially our native pollinators. Number two, I think the neonicotinoids are troublesome, especially in the hands of suburban homeowners, yard services, that sort of thing. I don't think those pesticides should be banned for agricultural use, but you and I can go in a hardware store and buy material concentration 100 times what a pesticide control officer in agriculture is allowed to buy, and there's very little constraint on how that gets applied.
So try to cut down on using pesticides and give bees some flowers that they can use.
That's right. That's right. Feed them and stop killing them.
Wayne Asayas is former president of the Maryland State Beekeepers Association and a master beekeeper. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. Wayne is trying to understand the effect of climate change on pollinators like bees. On his website, honeybee.net, you can find that link on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning.
Maryland Morning is an original production of
Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. First, a correction. Last Friday, we said it was the anniversary of the first game played at Memorial Stadium. We got that wrong. That game was actually played on April 15th, not May 15th. On this day in Maryland history, 1920, Manowar, one of the greatest thoroughbred racehorses ever, won the 46th Preakness Stakes. It took him 1 minute, 51 seconds. We're back Wednesday. Hope you'll race back to join us.